is episode 198, recorded February 24th, 2014.
Greetings, Aquamaxers.
Hello again. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
That's good. Should we talk about some fish?
Yes, but first let's talk about who's going to be in this episode.
Who will we be discussing fish almost with?
Okay.
Because they're not actually here, but they have written to us about fish.
Yes, they have.
Okay. Matt in Australia and Flavio on Google Plus. And in Pittsburgh, Tom and Provo.
Uh-huh.
And you have a little blip for us about our 200th episode coming up.
Yeah, it's very coming up. It's very
two
upcoming.
Two more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is what I was thinking. If anybody wants to, you don't have to, but if you want to, you could call us at 801-477-0629. Or just send us a WAV file or an MP3 file or, you know, something like that. Those would be the two preferred formats other than the phone call. If you could send us just like a 10-second something or other in celebration, an audio file of whatever you want to say, basically. In
Happy birthday!
Of our 200th episode, that we could make a little greeting at the beginning of the 200th show to kind of celebrate and maybe put some silly sound effects with it or something.
Silly sound effects? What? You're recording me?
Yeah, maybe. And we'll do something like that, and it would be kind of fun, I think.
I don't know.
Because people could say what they liked about Aquamax or what they hated about Aquamax.
Yeah, we probably won't put that one in, though.
Or,
but
know,
the feedback will be taken into consideration.
Yeah, you know, they can say something about it, and that would be kind of fun, I think. And
I think that's a good idea.
And the 10 seconds you wouldn't have to include. You could say, if you wanted to say who you were, you could say that this is blank from blank, and then your 10 seconds would start, and we'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to do that, go ahead. And if you do want to do that, please do it by March 5th.
So we can put it on
the
episode.
Give you a lot of time. But yeah, I'll need some time to be able to collect
well,
them
like
all
a week.
And edit them together and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so by March 5th, if you do that.
Be fun.
Yeah. So that's my request going out to you for our 200th episode.
And on that note, we'll get started on our 198th episode. Okay, we're going to start with Matt in Perth, Australia.
Indeed. See, basically what Matt had to say was, when are we going to do the next hangout?
That is a good question.
Yeah. I thought it was a good question, too, because we need to do that.
Do you have suggestions as to dates, or does anybody else have a suggestion as to a date?
Well, I think probably a Saturday morning sometime would be good again.
Yes, that was good.
And maybe we could think of a... Do you want to try early, let's see, April?
Maybe second week of April. We'll have to look at the calendar, but if you guys have specific requests for days that you don't want to do it, or that you do.
Well, let's, yeah.
Send those in.
We were thinking a Saturday morning again, 7:30 our time. Seems to work for a wide variety of people in a wide variety of time zones. So... we'd especially like to invite those of you who weren't able to join last time but wanted to and indicated your willingness to do so. But anyone else is welcome to. A couple of things to help you get ready. Make sure you have a Google account. And when you have a Google account, make sure you have a Google Plus account, which is part of your Google account. But anyway, you need to set up your own Google Plus page. And then you need to find Aquarimax. And apparently there are two out there. I don't know why. Maybe one of them is me, and the other one is also me. I don't know.
Vicious copycat.
But the one that's us has our Aquarimax logo with little goldfish in the blue background and stuff as the little avatar. So you can add us to your circles on Google Plus, and then we'll add you back. And then it will be pretty easy to join a Google Hangout, although you'll still need to download this little like plug-in thing for Google Hangouts. So look into that and make sure you've done all that first. And then it will be much easier to join than if you were doing it a different way. So please try that. and if you're interested in doing it. And by doing so, you will indicate your willingness to join the Hangout. Okay, send us a message through Google Plus or something and say, I've done all that, I want to join the Hangout. Okay?
Okay.
And we'll shoot, let's keep that tentative date for the second Saturday in April.
Yeah, and that's me not looking at the calendar right now.
Right, we haven't talked about it yet, so
I will look at our actual calendar.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's tentative, but because we're just kind of shooting from the hip here. But we'll keep that in mind, and if you're interested in joining this other one, then please do that, because I think that's a good idea. It was fun last time, and it'll be even more fun this time. So there you go. All right, let's do the next one.
Okay, let's go to Flavio on Google Plus.
Okay. I don't know if where Flavio is from, except for Google Plus.
He's Cyber Flavio.
If it's if that's Spanish Flavio or if it's Portuguese Flavio, I don't know which one it is.
I don't know. Maybe it's an American Flavio.
And maybe it is, but at any rate, Flavio sent us a cool video. I need to show it to you. He just sent it today, so I haven't had a chance to show you yet, but. A cool video of presumably him. I'm just guessing there, but I imagine it is. And he's got discus. And you know what he's doing with the discus?
What is he doing with the discus?
I will show you.
Okay, that was very sweet. Can we put that up on the show page or put
it someplace? Yeah, we can put a link to it. Yeah, yeah. We'll put a link on the show page.
So he's petting his discus like you would pet a cat. You know, and the discus comes up and rubs all over his fingers. Like that video of the lady with her giant goldfish that liked to get petted and, like, she'd kind of gently push them across the tank like a game and they'd come back and do it again and, like, a goldfish slide.
Yeah, it was kind of like that because the discus, to all appearances, was enjoying the attention.
Mm-hmm. He kept coming back for more.
Yeah, and he would agitate the water with his fingers a little bit and the discus would approach. So it's obviously
like I get to get petted now.
There's positive reinforcement going on.
Mm-hmm.
So the discus was liking it. It was cool.
So I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Because I always wondered about the goldfish lady, too. Does it not mess up, like, slime coatings or anything to do that?
Well, it depends on a few things. First, your hands have to be properly clean with no soap residues on them.
So wash them with baking soda?
That's something what I would like do. That. Something like that. You just have to make sure they're clean of, you know, residue, soap and oils and that stuff. If they are, and you touch the fish gently and you don't scratch with fingernails, then the slime coating's okay.
Okay.
It's quite smooth, so you just kind of slip along the surface of it. Don't damage it much. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty safe as long as you're doing that with those strictures in mind. And that was a lot of fun to see.
That was cute. It was pretty fish, too.
You often think of discus as being a little bit reserved, if not downright shy. But that one obviously wasn't. And of course, I shouldn't say necessarily shy when you're talking about they're eating food they like and stuff. That's not exactly shy. But anyway, you think of discus as, I do anyway, as being kind of reserved. But that discus was obviously enjoying the attention, so it was fun. Fun to watch. Thank you, Flavio, for sending us that video. Okay. Let's go on to the next one.
Okay, let's do Tom and Provo. He says, in my CO2 supplemented tank, I'm adding a quarter of a teaspoon KNO3, or potassium nitrate, 3 times a week, and a 16th of a teaspoon KH2PO4, or monopotassium phosphate, 3 times a week, and changing 10 gallons of water out of a 37-gallon tank once a week. And he's using half RO and half tap water out of Provo. I have fluorite substrate. Is anything wrong with adding the potassium and nitrogen supplements to the tank in powder form rather than putting them into a solution first? There seems to be some difference of opinion about this on the internet, as there is with every conceivable question about every conceivable topic. I eagerly await streamers and confetti coming out of the speakers of my iPhone when you get to episode 200.
Well,
maybe it will be flake food coming out of the...
flake food shooting out of your phone. Yeah, that's neat. There's an app for that.
Probably.
Okay, well, I don't know. That's a good question. I have to toss that out to other aquariumaxers out there. I have used mostly liquid fertilizers when I've used them. But I have occasionally used solid ones too. I mean, I've got the, I dose my tank with potassium. I use the, what is it? It's not no salt. Light salt? What's the name?
Marine salt?
Oh, I can't see it from here.
Oceans, what salt?
Are we talking about? New salt.
Oh, that one. Salt. Okay.
That's it. I had to crane my neck to see it. New salt, which is, it's
you just spell it NU, right?
It's potassium chloride is what I'm using, basically. Yeah, NU for new. And I'm using that for dosing potassium as kind of an experimental thing. But it seems to be working, and it's solid when I add it to the tank. And it's got, like, a few other small weird ingredients in it, like cream of tartar.
A little bit. Well, I don't know how the fish will feel about tartar sauce.
Well, it's not tartar sauce.
It's cream of tartar, you know, don't tell them. They'll think you're fattening them up.
But there's just a small amount of it, and it doesn't even hurt anything. So, it's okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know specifically about the supplements that you mentioned, adding them powder versus liquid form. I don't know. So if other Aquarimaxers out there have strong opinions and preferably data backing your opinions up, that would be great, because I don't really know what to say. I haven't tried experimenting with the differences there, so I'm not sure. Well, we've got a couple of other things.
On our end, even.
Yeah. One, I've got a video of the gold barbs. They're really coloring up right now. I'm giving them, like, flake food at one feeding, and then I've given them fruit flies every day. The wingless fruit flies, and they really like it. And the males are really coloring up. They've got, would you say, is it kind of orange-red bellies? Probably can't see them right now because the light's off.
Probably, it's darker than just the yellow gold.
Right, and it's quite pretty. And then they've got some more iridescent scales on them. And they look really nice. So I'm going to try to post a video of that. It's been nice to see. Mm-hmm. You can totally, when we first bought them, you couldn't really tell the males from the females very easily. But now it's like a night and day. They're very different. Females are plumper, lighter color. The males have got more black, more iridescent scales, and they've got these reddish bellies too.
So they're very pretty.
It's been fun to see. I've finished my Daphnia on tap project in terms of all the cementing that needs to be done. So now that everything's cured, I'm going to start testing it out and making sure that it works long term. And hopefully I'll post a video on that too, so you can check that out. Unfortunately, our new paradise fish, we've lost him.
See, something weird happened.
Yeah, and it was quite sudden. He got a little... This was really weird.
He got an injury. His caudal
peduncle, it appeared to be an injury, yeah. Some sort of little mark.
Like a scratch or almost like a puncture.
Sort of like that, but not a very deep thing. Mm-hmm. But up near the top of his caudal peduncle, and then from that point on towards his tail, the color of his body suddenly changed. I mean, before this, he was in the peak of health, looked totally mm-hmm. fine. And then this happened. And his color was darker, but in a sort of weird...
like, unhappy way.
Yeah, it didn't look good. But he seemed to... he was eating fine and so on, but... and I was trying to figure out what to do about it, and then he was dead.
It was really fast.
Yeah.
So we were sad about that.
Yeah, because I really liked having a paradise fish. It was fun. And I am at a loss to explain what happened.
I think he probably just got injured on something and it got infected really fast.
That would be pretty fast, but maybe that's what it is. But anyway, it was a sad loss. I think I would like to do paradise fish in the future. So we have one more contributor this time, Anne in Pittsburgh.
And she sent us on Facebook a funny little cartoon. It was like a family of axolotls. It was a little kid axolotl and two parent axolotls, and it was axolotl's first day of school. And the little axolotl has like a backpack and a lunchbox or something, and he's skipping off to the school bus. And the mom axolotl and the dad axolotl are leaning out the kitchen door watching him go, and you know, oh, he's great, you know, being all emotional because it's first day of school, and the caption says, "Oh, they stay in a larval state so fast." As opposed to, you know, they grow up so fast.
I thought that was pretty awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool, too. It was funny.
And for those of you who might be, you know, you haven't heard the axolotl episodes recently, an axolotl is a type of salamander that stays in the larval state throughout its lifetime in normal conditions. So it can reproduce, but it is otherwise larval perpetually. So that's why it's funny.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you for sending that. That was amusing. And now, in closing, we would like to reiterate that for the 200th episode, if you would like to, you can send us a little clip. Try to keep it to around 10 seconds or less. A little WAV file or an MP3 file, or just call our Google Voice number and leave us a message. Just saying something about Aquarimax. Say, you know, happy 200th, and, you know, my Zebra Daniels love your show, or whatever you want to say. And
my guppies listen every week.
Yeah, something. And that would be kind of fun. And if you give your ID, like, this is, you know, this is Russ from Utah or whatever, then it would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
To see our Aquarimaxers around the world rally around our 200th episode. Something like that. What do you think?
I think it'd be good.
Okay. So, I think that's all for the week. Until next time, Aquarimaxers.
May the fish
be with you.